Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Good evening, Dominika. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So a pleasant good evening to you, whether you're joining us from Dominica, the Caribbean region, or the rest of the world. It is always great to be back on your radio for another episode of Untapped Potential, where we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So this is your weekly reminder to pay attention to the life goals that you have set for yourself, to create the plan, to write down your goals, to write down what is the next step that you need to take to accomplish that all-important goal that you have set out for yourself for 2023. Because let's face it, by now, many people have fallen off the track of that New Year's resolution that they have set it for themselves from the beginning of the year. So many times we spend a lot of time thinking about our New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year, but unfortunately by March, this being today, let's take a look at the calendar. Today being March 14th, 2023, we know many people have already fallen off with regards to working on that life goal that they have set for themselves, whether it is losing weight, going back to school, getting our finances together, or just taking some time off for ourselves for that mental health break that so many of us need in this day and age. So again, this is where we stop by every week to remind ourselves of the life goals that we have set for ourselves. How do we remain consistent? And also to get powered up and energized for the week ahead. So we enjoy a good interview. We listen to some great music. We talk about a tip of the week, or we play an inspirational piece of someone who has been challenged in life but was able to overcome their challenges. So again, it is great to be with you here for another episode of Untapped Potential right here on TDN Radio. I always look forward to our time together. And as we always do, we start the week off on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for this week? What are you grateful for today? Are you grateful for the roof over your head, the meals on your table, your family? Maybe you were able to recently take a nice vacation. So we remind ourselves to be grateful. Always start the day off on a note of gratitude. And if you can find anything to be grateful for, just remember you woke up this morning, so you can already begin by starting to be grateful for another day of life. So again, thank you for joining us right here. If this is your first time joining us, I want to say welcome aboard. I hope that you will set your reminder to join us every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time on tdnradio.net as we get powered up and energized. And if this is not your first time joining, you're a regular listener, I want to thank you for your constant support. We've been on the air now for about going on 2.5 years. So we are grateful for our loyal listeners who never miss an episode of the program. So this week, I want to bring you a pre-recorded interview of a Facebook Live program that we did with Miss Mrs. Deborah Charles Mark out of Dominica. So again, Mrs. Deborah Charles Mark out of Dominica. And she is a member of Dominica Child Protection Society. If you recall, Dominica Child Protection Society was started last June of 2022, when I visited Dominica. And on the day that I visited Dominica on June 6th, little Kanisha Etienne went missing from her village. So little Kanisha Etienne went missing for her village. And I thought, you know, we have to do so much more than just have these conversations about our vulnerable children. So I saw it appropriate to start a society where we can collaborate with other societies, other organizations in and outside of Dominica to do more to protect our vulnerable children. And we recently had a very generous donor who donated about maybe 40 pairs of shoes to Dominica. She went through me, and I had Deborah Charles Mack on the ground, a member of Dominica Child Protection Society, receive the package in Dominica. And what we thought, rather than simply giving out the shoes for free, we would have a little project where every child who wanted a shoe donation would be required to show that they're an active member of their household, an active member of their community. And so we had every child make a contribution, a chore, help a neighbor, help a younger sibling with your schoolwork, anything to show that you're an active member. And we called it Kudme 365. If you're from Dominica, you know the word Kudme means community service. It's the Creole equivalent of community service. So we called it Kudme 365 because we recognize the need for our young people, especially, to understand that it takes a village. It takes a village to raise our children. It takes a village to do all that is required for the success of our community, and by extension, the success of our lovely island, Dominica. So we called it Kudme 365 because we want to start a movement where we teach children the importance of playing an active role in their community every day. So this is all part of the Dominica Child Protection Society movement to engage our young children and to always remind them that they have the power of their voice to speak up to prevent abuse and also to report any abuse that they are facing. So I'm going to bring you that interview. I think we had that interview about 2 weeks ago, and I'm happy to report that since then, the program is off and running. We received maybe two or three videos and pictures already, which I will post on Facebook at Push Past 10, PUSHPASD10, Push Past 10 Media on Facebook, so that you can see the work that the children have already begun doing. And you know, our collaborations just keep growing. So recently, we were able to partner with Be More Mentorship Foundation out of Dominica. So we're very excited about that. Be More Mentorship Foundation out of Dominica. And they have adopted Chances Home for kids in Dominica who have no home. So homeless kids in Dominica usually stay at a place called Chances, and Be More Mentorship Foundation has adopted Chances. So you kind of see how everything just aligns and everything just connects and the collaborations keep building so that we increase the resources that we make available to those on the ground in Dominica who are most in need. So Be More Mentorship Foundation is going to work with us on that Kudmet 365 project so that we will be able to provide the shoes that the kids need. We have the mentorship program, which is going on down there, and we have so much more. So I am truly grateful for everyone who always steps up to be a part of everything that we try to do to move Dominica, our people, and our Caribbean region forward. So again, thank you for being here. Let us enjoy this number from Exile One called Refleshy. So in English, that means reflection. And there's a particular reason why I selected this number as our song for the program. And that is because Exile One Band, if you're from Dominica, you know that Exile One created the genre of music which came out of Dominica called Kadas. So very proud. We in Dominica, along the years, we've created two genres of music, this being the first one, Exile One, and the second genre of music, which was created in Dominica, is called bouillon music, which in English simply means a mixed pot. So the young men in the 90s took all the influences of the music at the time and created a very unique sound of music out of Dominica called bouillon music, which is still quite popular in Dominica. But the first genre of music that we created, and can you tell how I'm beaming with pride for my island home? So the first genre of music we created was called Kadas music. So take a listen, let's enjoy this number from Exile One called Refleshy, Reflection. And I was saying that the reason I chose that song is because the originators of Kadas music, Mr. Gordon Henderson and Exile One, there is now a feature documentary, a film documentary, which is being created to document the life of those who created Exile One. So it is a big project coming out of Paris, France, and which is currently traversing the islands of the Caribbean to show how our genre of music, Kadas music, impacted the various aspects of Caribbean music. So we are very proud of Mr. Gordon Henderson and Exile One for being incredible contributors to the music of the Caribbean region. So we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate Gordon Henderson and Exile One. So let's enjoy this number from Exile One, Refleshy, and then stay tuned for our pre-recorded interview from the Dominica Child Protection Society, as we talked about our Kudmet 365 project, and we have so much more coming up for you, so stay tuned.
Il y a un petit bouquin qui blague, 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 on ne comprend pas. Réfléchis avant parler, réfléchis avant critiquer, réfléchis avant condamner, réfléchis avant juger. Parfois on est en situation, parfois il y a une conversation qui mérite un peu de réflexion. Ou bien fait un homme battre un maille, fait un femme laisser nos bails, parti par sa volaille. Avant de décider, oh oui, faut nous réfléchir. Avant parole sortir, réfléchir avant parler. Réfléchir avant mal parler. Réfléchir avant critiquer. Réfléchir avant juger. Réfléchir avant attaquer. Réfléchir avant couper. Réfléchis avant aller, réfléchis avant couper. En connaissant parti dans ma ville, y'a même parlé en pile. La gaillot peut pas rester tranquille. Toujours au courant ça qui a passé, toujours prêt à raconter, y'a peut pas t'en. ensayo repete. Oh, faut nous passer avant nous à qui plaquer. Oh oui, faut nous réfléchir avant parler. Sortir, réfléchir avant parler. Réfléchir avant répéter. Réfléchir avant boumer. Réfléchir avant critiquer. Réfléchir avant attaquer. Réfléchir avant acheter. Réfléchir avant marchander.
Come on in. We are here for a very special reason. We have started a brand new project called Kudme 365, The Importance of Teaching Our Children Need to Produce Community Service Every Day. So we are here to talk about the importance of community service every day. Let me just play you this quick video before.
As Marcus your service, a thoughtful, kind, and generous donor has shipped and supplied these much needed items. She is the aunt of Dr. Simone Matthew, who recommended me to handle the distribution based on my community activism work through my company, Talk One-to-One TLC. And being Dominica Ambassador for Sapphira Miriam Foundation and Dominica Child Protection Agency, empowering girls around the Caribbean, along with my drive and passion to improve the socioeconomic lives of the people of the Southeast and Dominica by extension. It is her wish that a recipient of these gifts pass the law on by doing a kind gesture for another member of their community. The aim is to keep the Kudme spirit alive. So I'm excited in being part of the birthing of Kudme 365 with outrageous love in the center of it all. Shouting out a collective thank you to the donor. May the spirit of life continue to bless you so that you in return can continue to bless and help others. Thank you. Love you. Bless you.
Yes, guys. So again, come on in, share the live, let everyone know that we are here, Simone here. And again, we are talking about shoe donations for children in Dominica. And, you know, as we look around in Dominica, it can just feel so overwhelming to see the lack of opportunities for our Dominican brothers and sisters, the lack of employment for our Dominican brothers and sisters. You know, we see the international airport is supposedly getting ready to be built. And we've all seen the long list of the names of the Chinese people who will be getting many of the jobs in Dominica. And I think for me, what is concerning about that is that our people are losing their work ethic. Right. So many of us grew up in Dominica and many of us grew up in Dominica and many of us were poor. Right. We didn't have a pot to piece in, like many people would say. But what we had and why many of us are successful today is because we had a work ethic. We had an ethic where we knew how to get up and work every day. And that is what I am concerned is being stripped from Dominica, our work ethic, our desire to want to work. So when our donor, who I want to thank very much, is also the one who donated the bags that we saw at the end of August for the bag donation, back to school bag donation, when she sent us the shoes, and I will introduce you to Mrs. Deborah Charles Martin in just a little while. One of the things I thought about is we have to stop that mentality of handouts. We have to stop the handout mentality that we see in Dominica. So I thought, why not use this opportunity to have our children do just a small chore? So whether they do the chore in the home, just sweep the house, do the dishes, do something to earn a brand new pair of shoes, then I think we are already on the road to get the next generation to think along the line of working to earn something back in return. So that was the idea of Kudme 365. And of course, this is an initiative from the Dominica Child Protection Society, which our mission is to prevent child sexual abuse in Dominica. And we are collaborating with many other organizations in Dominica to get this work done. So again, it's an initiative from the Dominica Child Protection Society. But let me bring in our guest so she can introduce herself while I go ahead and share the Facebook Live, and I encourage everyone who's coming in to share the live as well so that everyone can find out about this important initiative. But let us bring her in, Mrs. Deborah Charles Mark, as she tells us a little bit about herself, because this is the first time she's joining us on this platform, and then we can get into the program that we are talking about this evening. So Deborah, the floor is yours.
Hi. Pleasant good evening, everyone. I'm super, super, super excited, you know, to be part of the Kudme 365 project. And so this time we're bringing it to you, the shoes, much needed shoes. I'm Deborah Charles Mark, CEO of Talk One to One TLC, also ambassador with the Dominican Child Protection Agency, and also ambassador with the Caribbean Safari and Miriam Foundation. Doing work, empowering children around the Caribbean. And I'm so excited, as I said, to be part of this project. Yeah.
Yes. And just tell us a little bit about your own agency and some of the services that you offer.
Well, I offer holistic life coach and counseling. I do my, one of my baby is Trilogy to Happiness, whereby I teach stress management techniques, because we know once you have breath, you have stress. You will always have stresses. And it's just giving you coping mechanism and tools, you know, to help you to cope, you know, with life stresses. Right. So that's one of the things I do. And also I have, I'm an Advent gardener. I love to farm and organic farming. And I'm still recovering my hotel, Ulala, since Hurricane Erica. As some of you may know that right now, my village of Daly Seas is a dead end. I'm leading the effort to reconnect Dominica in the southeast.
Yes, so, and again, I want to thank you, Adam, for being here. So just kind of tell us, because you're on the ground in Dominica, just kind of tell us about the need that you see in Dominica.
Oh, yes, there's definitely a need, especially, you know, it rains a lot. Like right now, this is a second term. Children will be needing a new pair of shoes because of the climate and the weather. So these shoes definitely, you know, would be much, much needed, an essential item. Yes.
Yes. So I'm just sharing the live to make sure everyone can come on and hear more about this program. And you're so correct, Deborah, because I remember when we did the book back, the backpack initiative, the bags were gone in a matter of minutes. So let's kind of just talk about the shoes. I'm going to keep the camera on you so you can show the shoes and tell us about, you know, the sizes and the quality of the shoes.
Look how cute they are. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And, you know, they're for boys as well and sports and, you know, and you have church shoes in there. And this is, you know, as Ms. Matthews said, this is all about passing on love. You know, you receive something, just pass it on. And that is what Kurume 365, you know, is about, you know, passing it on. Don't let it stop with you. Just pass it on.
And again, we are truly grateful. Our donor does not want to be named, but we are truly grateful that there are Dominicans everywhere who are willing to be a part of a movement for the benefit of Dominicans, especially those at home. So we're not going to be very long, but I want you to tell us in terms of how can folks get in touch with you, and I will go ahead and post your WhatsApp number for anyone who's interested in participating in the program. And also, let's see, WhatsApp. Deborah. And also, we wanted to talk about some of the other initiatives in terms of vulnerable children in Dominica. For example, I know that you work with the Convent High School PTA. So kind of just tell us a little bit about your role with that organization, association, and some of the upcoming activities for vulnerable children.
Yes. We, as a response to the recent murders in last year, 2022, end of 2022, at Convent High School, one of the girls, she lost both parents. So this has had an indirect traumatic effect on the whole school. So as a response, I came up with the Dominican Child Protection Agency and the Convent PTA executive. I'm also on the PTA Convent executive, to bring together a group, a program to empower girls, you know, how to walk away, how to spot how to spot sexual abuse attributes, what to look for, and how to protect themselves, and how to observe and see when it's happening to somebody, you know, the mannerism and different things that you can look at, and most importantly to is the in managing your emotional well-being, you know, to protecting your mental health, and giving tools and techniques, you know, how to do just that. So a rather exciting time. It's just responding, and it's instead of just coming out and say how sorry you are, but taking action, taking a stand, doing something, empowering the girls, you know, and changing lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was looking at, I was reviewing the statistics. 28% of girls 14 to 17, you know, they would have been sexually assaulted. And the most vulnerable age of sexual assault is between 7 and 14, as the most, you know, not 7 in primary school, I think between 6 and 10, you know, that's the most vulnerable age. So we need to get into the school, spread the message, spread the love, and empower our children. And just to make a difference, if you can make a difference with one child life, you know, that could means a lot, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, let me know what your thoughts are on this. But I just think we need to be more energized on this topic. Because, for example, I know that the Girl Guides of Dominica had a T-shirt band for Carnival. And from what I'm hearing, the numbers were really small. There was not a lot of people who actually participated in being a part of the band. Why do you think we are not more outraged and we're not more energized to tackle this problem?
I think it's quite of a taboo subject. It's always hush-hush and sweep under the carpet. And even sometimes, you know, it happens in the own home, just the fear or ridicule, or, you know, we just hide it. You know, we just hide it. We don't want to come out and say publicly because we don't want to bring shame on the family. Mm-hmm. I think fear is the biggest driver where people want to, you know, to remain silent. Mm-hmm. But as we can see that it can be, very tragic, you know, if you don't handle this and nip it in the bud straight away, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes if it starts, I can give you an example with me. Domestic violence. I was pregnant with my daughter and my husband, you know, he punched me in my chest.
Wow.
And that was, you guess what I did? It never happened again. It never happened again. Guess what I did?
You punch him back?
No, I did not. I used my resources. I used my available resources. I called the police. I called his family. I called my family. And I tell them, if he hit me again, you guys have to come for him and a body bag.
Wow.
I have zero tolerance. Mm-hmm. You know, we can have an exchange of words. Why is it that one person think you have to use that physical power, you know, to control that lesser person? Yeah. So he's never touched me. Never, never. Yeah. So that works for me. In different scenario, you might have a different, you know, method.
And I just think we don't pay attention enough to the implication, the long-term implications of this type of abuse, because it does not go away. It stays with you right into your adulthood. Yeah. And that is something I don't think that we acknowledge in Dominica. Most times we're told, get over it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And that is not the approach we should be adopting.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a big cultural shift that needs mm-hmm. to be occur. And I can see it. People are rising up and people are standing up, you know, for what is right. From a tender age, I realize that that's not okay. That is not normal. You know, mm-hmm. I will see, you know, my brother slap his girlfriend or his wife, my sister, boyfriend will slap her. And, you know, you have bystanders and nobody mm-hmm. would intervene. Nobody would say, hey, stop it. Don't you hit her again. You know. So you need a community to come together, a collective stand against domestic violence, if you know mm-hmm. what I mean. A collective stand to come out and say, you touch her again, we'll take you in the woods and we'll...
Yep.
What would have happened, you know, the lady that was recently murdered in Mount Prosper, the neighbors heard her screaming. On the day of the murder, I understood that he was in town saying that what he was going to do to her. But because that was a normal practice, nobody, you know, took him seriously. Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. So the best thing approach is just nip it in the bud on day one. That is the best approach, you know. Right. And we know it's difficult when you get into that situation, you know, the financial control and the housing and different things. But we will get there. It starts with the girls, with empowering them. And building up their self-esteem, knowing that they're enough and that everything they need is within them. They don't need to look out. God created them with everything that they need. If they don't have it, they don't need it. And they need to know that message.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we want to thank everyone who's on Facebook Live with us right now. Roy Labad, Tyrone Azil, Dennis Filbert, Nixie Martin, Grayson House, my sister, nice to see you. My auntie Hermelina Watson Duvini. So thank you for being here. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Kudna 365, where we are donating brand new shoes to Dominican children. And Deborah is doing a great job of showing us the lovely shoes, brand new. These are not hand downs.
Brand new.
These are not pre-worn shoes that were donated. And we're also providing sanitary supplies to the young ladies, because we know that is also a great need in Dominica. And you know, one of the projects I'm thinking of taking on, Deborah, with our Dominica Child Protection Society, I'm thinking we should also do what is called a period project, because yes. so many of our young ladies are unable to afford the supplies they need on a monthly basis. And it becomes a burden for their family. And girls should never be made to feel a burden.
Yes.
You know, so I think that is one of the areas we're going to look into, to ask people to make donations of sanitary napkins and everything that is involved in a young lady having a period. And we should not be ashamed to talk about those things.
That's
it is nature.
And they should change often, because when they don't change often, they want to stretch it out because they don't have enough. They can get infections and a lot of different, you know, complications extending the use of it. So
yeah, and these topics are just too taboo in Dominica. We have to find a way to talk about these things, you know, on a level where people are comfortable and they don't shy away from it, because it's a topic that is uncomfortable. What is so uncomfortable about a woman's menstrual cycle? It's a part of nature. So, you know, I think that is a project we're going to look into. Janine Graham, Augustina Etienne, guys, thank you for being here. So, Deborah, let us talk about some of the chores that young people can do that would help them to qualify for a pair of shoes. So I talked about household, anything they can do for the neighbors, maybe.
Yes, I mean, you can do so much. You look around, you can do so much, you know, to spread your love. You know, right now we have like a blind man in the community. His house needs clean. I am thinking, get two or three women to go over to his house one Saturday and give his house, you know, a good clean, you know, or you can just help a child, tutor a child in math or English or storytelling. There's so much you can do. Or this is the House of Hope right in my village. They're in need of somebody to help them to maintain the garden. Maybe just go and, you know, pull some weeds around some beds and plant some vegetables, you know, because the House of Hope has vulnerable people in there that they keep, you know, and they need food on a daily basis. So there's
the options are endless, but I think the important thing is the message to the young people that in life you do not get things for free. We all have to work for something, and it doesn't have to be a complicated task. Pick up a broom, help your mom or your dad or whoever is taking care of you to sweep the floor, wash the dishes, maybe watch your younger sister, your younger brother while your mommy's attending to dinner. Just do one simple kind deed.
Yes.
Right? To show that you are ready to be a productive member of society. Because that is what we have to build on to get Dominica back to the Dominica that you and I knew, where people had a very strong work ethic. And that resulted in their own success and the success of the community. So Deborah, I want to thank you for being a part of this project. I want to thank you for clearing, you know, the items from the port. It is folks like you that make the work that we do possible. Yes. So I want to say hats off and thank you for being a part of this. And we have a comment coming in. Hermelita says, hi, ladies. I'm listening from the emergency room. Oh, boy. Oh. I came in earlier, but I'm doing much better. I think I'll be going home later. Auntie Hami, I really hope that you feel better soon. And indeed, you will be going home soon. And again, thank you so much for all your support. Let's see who else is with us. Ronnie Boy.
Prayers going up for you, Auntie.
Thank you for being here. What did you say?
I said prayers going up for you, Auntie Hermie.
Yes, yes, yes. So again, for anyone who's just joining us, we are talking about free brand new shoes for Dominicans. And again, we want to thank our donor who always comes through. She was the one responsible for the book bag donations in August for our Dominican students who went back to school. And we know how the roads are in Dominica. Kids always need new shoes, right?
Yes, yes. At least minimum two pairs of school shoes per year.
Yeah. So this is an opportunity for our young people to get a brand new pair of shoes. All they have to do is take a picture. We are not asking them to show their faces. If they choose to, that's fine. But we're asking them to take a picture, either WhatsApp it to 767-277-2776. Again, 767-277-2776. 2776, or you can send me an email. I'm going to put my email address, pushpast10@gmail.com, or you can always inbox me with a picture of your child doing a simple chore. And this is the first time we're trying this out, Deborah. So I want to see.
Yes.
The bags in the summertime went very quickly because we did not have a community service component.
Yes.
So I want to see all of us who are always talking about work ethic, getting back into a work ethic in Dominica. I want to see how many people will take us up on this challenge, Deborah. What do you think?
I think a lot of people will take us up, you know, on the challenge, because a lot of people, they're not in work. They have a lot of time, but they don't have the money. They have time on their hands. That's a beautiful thing in being the Caribbean. You have a lot of time, but you just don't have that cash. Yeah. And I don't really like that handout mentality, you know, because, you know, it's not too much of the people's fault, because a lot of people go overseas and they paint this picture that overseas is like painted in gold and you just walk and you just get lots of stuff. But they don't see behind the scene that these people have 2-3 jobs. You know, they have houses, they're not even able to enjoy it. They're always on the move, you know, because they have so much bills to pay and so much overhead. But they do not, when people come back to the Caribbean, they do not show that side, that picture. But in reality, it is. And just show your appreciation and just by passing it on, saying thank you and passing that outrageous love on, infecting somebody else. And that is what Kudume 365 is all about. Mm-hmm.
Petra Charles, nice to see you. Thank you for being here. Yes, so that is what we're all about. And again, you said it just perfectly right, Deborah. We have a misconception when we're in Dominica and the Caribbean that people in the diaspora are sitting on pots of gold, and it's not true.
Yes.
We wake up every day and we work 1, 2, 3 jobs to be able to provide for our families and also to be able to help Dominica. And I promise you, our donor is a very hardworking lady.
Yep.
Right? So she had to work just as hard to be able to buy brand new shoes and the other supplies that she sent and still pay, you know, contribute to paying to clear it at the pot.
True.
In order for this to be possible. Right? Yeah. And of course, I want to thank you as well, Deborah, and your brother, who was instrumental. In getting the supplies. Guys, one more time, if you're interested, you have a child, you know of a child who would benefit from this, Deborah's WhatsApp number, you can send her a quick WhatsApp on 767-277-2776, or you can send that picture. You don't have to show your child's face. Remember, if the child is sweeping, you just take the picture from the shoulders down, because we want to maintain the privacy of our children, so you don't have to take a picture of the child's face. But be creative. Be creative. Have your child do something creative for their sibling as a sign of community service and how we can build on that. So again, pushpast10, pushpast10@gmail.com. If you want to send us a picture of your child doing a community service, a community in your home, and then they can qualify to get a pair of shoes for free. So Deborah, final thoughts.
Okay, and also the parents can demonstrate by leading it, giving an example of doing something else for somebody out of the home. It could be a vulnerable person, you know, and just passing it on. It doesn't stop with you. Pass it on.
Yes. And pass it on to the next generation as well. That's the idea.
Yes. That is what Dominica was built on, you know, the self-help, you know, and we just need to bring that tradition back alive. You know, don't wait for Community Day of Service to come out and, you know, do something. Every day is a good day to give a little love, you know, share a little kindness every single day. Once you have breath, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I want to thank everyone who joined us. This is just a very quick live just to promote our Dominica Child Protective Services project, Kudme 365, where students can qualify for a brand new pair of shoes. And just kind of tell us the range of sizes, Deborah. I think people would want to know the range of sizes of the shoes.
Well, this is a size 1. I think the biggest size may be
size 4. Let me see. What size is that one? I don't know. They say size 19. I'm not too sure. I even seen size 13.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Look at this one.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God. A little gentleman. Oh.
Yep. So we have quite a range of sizes select from.
Size 3, but then I see 20 at the bottom. I don't know. Maybe that is the number of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that is a size 3. And I think these sizes are American size.
Mm-hmm.
The American size. And also you have slippers, which is always quite handy, you know, to wear on here. What size is that one? Oh, I need my glasses.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But we have a number of different sizes to accommodate different size shoes. Colson Schoenford, great to see you. Thank you for being with us. So, guys, again, contact us if you have any questions and you want to be a part of this project of how do we bring back community service to Dominica on a daily basis, not waiting for the end of October. So, again, Deborah, thank you for joining us. Thank you for doing this. And we look forward to working with you for the Dominica Child Protection Society as we continue our efforts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Matthew, and bless you and continue shining your light and making a difference in this world. That's the most important thing and you can do.
Yes, but as you can see, it takes more than one person, right? It takes a village.
Yes, it takes a village, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
It takes a village of me in Atlanta, our donor in Florida, you in Dominica, everybody coming together for one cause.
Absolutely. It takes two hands to make a clap, you know, one hand cannot clap.
Yes. So thank you guys on the Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and of course, everyone who will hear this program on Untapped Potential on TDN Radio. Thank you for being a part of the movement. And with that, we say good night. Don't forget to follow Push Past 10 for all our updates and everything that we're working on to help to move Dominica and the Caribbean.
Again, you've just been listening to our KUDMA 365 initiative brought to you through Dominica Child Protection Society. And if you tuned in late, you're not quite sure what the interview was about, remember you can always check out the entire podcast for this episode by visiting pushpast10.com. So again, pushpast10.com. For the entire podcast, if you missed the beginning of the program, and we also have all the past episodes of Untapped Potential right there on pushpast10.com. And we will also have our featured video, which will be the video portion of this interview as the featured video on Push Past 10. So there's a lot going on Push Past 10. So you always want to make sure that you visit us on a weekly basis because you can check out all the collaborations that we have been working on. And I have to say, I am completely grateful for the number of people who are reaching out to say, hey, you know, can we work on this project? Can we work on that project? And I am very fortunate, very blessed to be able to assist in so many ways with everyone who has a good intention for our people in Dominica, our Dominicans out of Dominica, and those who want to see Dominica move forward and by extension, want to see the Caribbean region move forward. So again, we are grateful for the collaborations. Right now, we're in the process of beginning to work with Dominica, East Dominica Children's Federation. Again, East Dominica Children's Federation. And I have been given the distinct honor of being their social media manager. So they've reached out to me, they've received the grant, and they're looking for someone to assist to build their visibility on social media. And with an audience of about, well, at last check, I think we had about 14,000 monthly visitors to Push Past 10. I think I qualify for the job. So I was more than happy to accept the invitation to be their social media manager for East Dominica Children's Federation. And then we also have another fund in Dominica who reached out, and you know, the invitations just keep coming. So I am more than happy to work with anyone who's interested in helping us in one way or the other, whether it is helping our vulnerable children, our vulnerable women. Youth development is a great interest of mine. I think we have to secure the future of our young people in Dominica by providing access to opportunity. So that has been my passion, youth development, protecting the vulnerable children, protecting anyone who's vulnerable, including the elderly in Dominica who sometimes meet with abuse from those who have agreed to be their caretakers. So we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do for our country, for our people. But I am grateful for the opportunity to be placed in this position where I can be of assistance. And speaking of collaboration, we are also doing some work with G&D Enterprises. Mr. Sam George, the manager for our radio station, we are going to be doing some work with them as well. So we have, you know, a full plate. So we are always grateful for energy. We're grateful for life. We're grateful for the skills of our people to get all this work done. So as we move along in the program, I wanted to bring you, instead of the tip of the week, I wanted to bring you this audio of a young man, an inspirational young man, who went from collecting garbage to Ivy League school. So he got accepted into an Ivy League school, and I thought that his story was so inspiring that I wanted to feature it on today's program. So take a listen to this young man who went from garbage collector to Ivy League status, and then stay tuned as we come back to wind down the program for another
really nervous about this one.
An Ivy League dream.
Congratulations!
Now a reality for 24-year-old Rahan Staton. But his path to Harvard Law School was paved with challenges. His mother left their family when he was just 8 years old. His father worked three jobs to provide for Rahan and his brother Reggie.
There were times where we just didn't have electricity. We didn't have food in the fridge.
Their struggles at home took a toll on Rahan's schoolwork. Initially rejected from every college he applied to after high school, he got a job collecting trash and cleaning dumpsters with his brother. Rahan was later accepted to the University of Maryland, but when his father had a stroke, he started working as a trash collector again. His days would start at 4 a.m. so he could work before school.
If you put in the effort and the work and you stay committed, things will fall into place.
And they did. Rahan went on to be the student speaker at his graduation.
And as Turks, we are champions because we pick each other up.
Now he's grateful for his family and friends who picked him up as he looks ahead to attending one of the top law schools in the country. Rahan joins us from his home in Maryland. Wow. That was awesome, Rahan. All right, look, when you graduated high school, not one college would let you in. And here we are today. You were pushing that button and you got the okay from Harvard. Just take us for a second inside that moment when you clicked the button and you saw that you were accepted into Harvard.
It was probably the most surreal moment of my life. I mean, after going through everything that we did as a family, I just felt that, you know, we got into Harvard, and I just can't even explain it. It was we.
Beautiful.
We should also point out, I mean, Harvard, obviously, you know, blue chip school, but you got into Pepperdine, Penn, Columbia, USC.
All of them.
And you struggled academically in high school, Rahan, as we understand it. How'd you turn things around?
Well, I actually just had a support system the second time around. In high school, didn't have I just didn't have the support. And when I got to the, undergrad, I had teachers, other students, you know, leaders. Like, holistically, I just couldn't fail at that point. Too much support.
Rahan, it's Carson. Congratulations, man. We're excited for you. It's a great story. I know you had a lot of support from your family. What was the support like from your fellow coworkers when you were working on the trash collection?
It was the first time in my life a group of individuals that weren't my father or my brother that just came around me and supported me. You know, people always say, you know, you look to the role model society, teachers and, you know, people of that standard. But despite that, it was the first time in my life a group of people really just empowered me, uplifted me, told me that I was intelligent. So I was just, you know, I believed in the hype and I was ready to go to school.
That is so awesome. That's and great. I think what accentuates what you've done now is that you had a tough go of it. Your mom left when you were a little kid. There were times when it got so bad that you were talking about there wasn't even food on the table at times. How do you think you endured those years?
Well, watching my father work anywhere between one to three jobs, giving up his entire social life just to give my brother and I the basic needs. And I was hungry, if that makes sense. You know, I was literally hungry, but also at the same time, I just really wanted to succeed. And at that time, I was really involved in sports, and I thought sports would be a way out of poverty. But watching my father, being supportive of my brother, if it wasn't for those two, it would have been impossible.
Rahan, we are super proud of you. Yes, keep us posted on your life.
Send us some Harvard gear.
Yeah. Wear it well. All right. Way to go, Rahan. Thank you, babe.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the U.S., and the U.K. and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
What an inspirational young man. And you know, this is one of the reasons that we do this program, to show the strength of the human spirit, to see where so many of us come from disadvantaged backgrounds and the lives that we are able to build for ourselves and the examples that we are able to provide for our children and for other young people, to show them that if we were able to overcome our challenges, then they can as well. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TBN Radio. We are here every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern time as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and as we give ourselves that all-important reminder of the life goals that we have set out for ourselves and how can we remain consistent. How can we remain consistent? Because if you've read Push Past 10, you know, the book, of course, Push Past 10, the book, you know that that is what it is about. We all have these very important life goals that we have set out for ourselves, but the challenge always seems to be that one word, consistency. How are we working on those goals every day on a consistent basis to ensure that we accomplish them? So that is the premise behind the Push Past 10 movement that we started back in 2020. And what a journey it has been so far. It has been a very rewarding journey. And I hope that we will continue to grow from strength to strength. So I hope that you found great value in the program today, and that you will come back and you will be a regular listener to the program as we continue to grow from strength to strength. And don't forget, for all you need to know about our programming, Untapped Potential, and everything else that we do, visit pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com, for everything that you need to know about the program. So again, I want to thank you for being here. I hope that you are looking forward to a very productive week. I hope that the weather in your area is good. We went back to normal time here in the U.S., so we no longer have to be saying Dominica time, U.S. time. So I'm always happy that we no longer have to think of the difference in the time zones when daylight saving time is upon us. So we are looking forward to a beautiful spring, a wonderful summer. We hope that the weather will not be too hot and oppressive wherever you are for the summer season. So again, thank you for being here. As we always say, don't forget your life story is your strength. The challenges you have faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to tap in to your potential every day. Remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, and stay active until we meet again right back here next week. You have yourself a productive